I'm talking to harness trainer driver James Rattray. James, Bowtie winning his second Inter Dominion back-to-backs. He's just an absolute superstar, isn't he?
Yeah, no, it's incredible what he's done the last two seasons. He has stepped up to Grand Circuit level, and you've won three Grand Circuit races. It's just incredible.
All right, he's had a very short race prep this time, and you had a couple of little problems you had to iron out with him, and was it a viral complaint?
Yeah, it was viral. Yeah, when we travelled down to Melbourne, we didn't have a really good prep. But he sort of got over all that pretty quickly. His run in the Victoria Cup was very good, and he came out of that well, and he's winning the heat. Was great, and we thought we had him spot on after that heat win.
Well, it certainly proved that he did. You know, racing over 3,000 and a bit metres and facing the breeze and tough, and running a mile rate that you ran, it just speaks volumes for the quality of this animal, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's pretty much same time the last year. And won the race by 14 metres yesterday, and yeah, it's just incredible the way to sit parked and beat a field like that. We're just over the moon.
Do you sort of still pinch yourself that it's happened?
Yeah, for sure. We didn't think we'd come up here and have Australian Horse of the Year last year, and I think he's won four or five Group 1s now. Yeah, it's amazing.
All right, well, he's probably going to be Horse of the Year again, and that's quite some feat. Where do you go with him now?
He hasn't had that many runs this time in, so we'll consider the Len Smith Mile and then the Inter Dominion in Perth later on this year.
Okay, so what time is the Inter Dominion being run in Perth?
It's November, December. So
all right, so two in the 1 year.
Yeah.
How do you think he'll handle the Gloucester Park track?
Yeah, Gloucester Park's a good track. It's only a half mile, but it's a very good half mile track.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll worry him at all.
It holds no fears. Do you have to change the preparation and program with him, considering that the Inter Dominion is going to be run, you know, inside the 12 months, virtually 8 months away?
Yeah, we'll change it up a bit just to set the conditions and everything.
Will you venture across to Western Australia when?
I'm not sure. Yeah. We'll play it by ear.
Okay. But in the meantime, are you likely to go to the Len Smith Mile and try to win back-to-back Len Smith Miles?
Yeah, more than likely. It's here at Meningle, and as I said, he hasn't had that many runs this time back in, and he seemed to pull up really good.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll consider it.
All right, and Fia's, she'd be probably the happiest woman in the world at the moment, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she's wrapped for the horse. She spent the 2 days in retention with him, and yeah, it was, you know, nothing went amiss. And,
How does the horse deal with being put in retention for 2 days prior to the big race?
He's been there a lot now for all the big feature races, so he knows the routine and doesn't seem to worry.
Okay, well, obviously, because the way he performed. When you're in the race at the half mile, how are you feeling?
At the half mile?
Yep.
Yeah, pretty good. He over that distance, he's good. He'll relax and drop the zit and just cruise along until you really ask him to go. It's perfect for him, really. He doesn't overwork or anything.
All right, well, the Len Smith Mile, do you think the Ladyship Mile winner might go there?
No, I don't reckon. She'll go back to New Zealand.
Yeah, and that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, she went great on the day.
Yeah.
The track was lightning fast early. I think they broke three world records, but the way she done it was just incredible.
And the rain-affected circuit didn't bother you once you got on it?
No, the track's really good. Like now, just soften it up a little bit, which actually, it couldn't be any better. Okay. Couldn't have been better.
All right. So a decision on the Len Smith, you'll make that when?
Yeah, this week. Okay. We'll see how he pulls up. He seems fine right now. He ate up last night and was rearing to go out in the paddock this morning. So.
All right. Do you expect the media to come out and see you today?
I'm not sure about today, but later in the week probably.
All right. Now, how have you settled into Bong Bong?
Yeah, he loves going out there for his gallop. It's worked out really well.
Well, that little track over there, it's probably, it's put it on the map, really.
Yeah, they have a little picnic meeting once a year, and they run it, once a year, and they always get, crowd of 10,000, so.
Okay, do you think Bow Tide will make a guest appearance?
Maybe, we'll have to speak to them.
Alright, well James, when are we likely to see you back home in Tasmania?
Yeah, no plans to come home in the near future, but
surely you'll come. You'll come home for a drive or two, won't you?
Yeah, I'll get a few drives to come home.
I think they'll be queuing up to book you. All right, now the whole operation has now fallen into place. You've purchased a property. You're settled there. You see your future in New South Wales from here on in.
Yeah, we've set up a property here and just getting everything organised with the track and stables and everything. But all the horses are here now and we're going to Bong Bong and Goulburn to work them. So it's working good.
Where's the property located?
Southern Highlands in Exeter.
At Exeter. How far away from an angle is it in driving times?
It's right on an hour.
Okay. And how close is Bong Bong and Goulburn to you?
Goulburn's about 15-20 minutes. Bong Bong's 15-20 minutes and Goulburn's about 30.
Okay, so you're pretty well situated. And will you have your own track set up soon?
Yeah, yep. Within the next 3 or 4 weeks, hopefully we'll have all that set up.
Well, you've got plenty of money to finance it now, eh?
Yeah, it definitely helps.
All right, now you've got another horse of Dad or your family's, Divas Delight. What a terrific run of Divas Delight yesterday.
Yeah, he just needed a bit of luck, and yeah. I think he would have been right there. Blue Pointer also raced, and he was good without not a lot of luck. So. Yeah, really happy with those two as well.
Yeah, well, he finished up 4 back to fence, which was crazy, considering he drew Barry 2.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, that's another story. James, from a breeding perspective, of course, the family has bred Bow Tide, but you've also bred later on, and she ran 3rd in the Ladyship Mile and was a terrific run.
Yeah, no, it's been a great breed, and it all goes back to Barrington Lass, the grandmother, and
Gorse Bush and Draw Card and all the good ones.
Yeah, like better draw race last night.
And was unlucky not to finish closer than he did.
Yeah. We had a really good day on the breeding front as well.
Yeah. All right, James. Look, I'll leave it to you to go and do whatever you have to do this morning. You're just back to working the horses this morning and business as usual.
Yeah, we'll get him work this morning and got a runner tomorrow and a few in Friday and Sunday. So,
all right. So what's your next runner tomorrow? What's that?
Double D at Meningle.
Okay. All right. Well, all the best with Double D. I know it won't be as high profile as Boatside winning back-to-back Inter-Dominions, but well done, James. Tasmania is very, very proud of what you've done and what Boatside's done in particular and what the Rattray family has been able to achieve in the breeding barn. And well done, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks very much.